From the Center for the Study and Teaching of Writing, this is Writer's Talk. I'm Anne Adorian. In celebration of Martin Luther King Day, I sat down with Andrew Grant Thomas, the Deputy Director of the Kerwin Institute for the Study of Race and Ethnicity, and a contributing editor to the recently published book, 21st Century Color Lines, Multiracial Change in Contemporary America. This collection of academic essays about issues of race and inequality in American society offers an insight into the racism ingrained in some of our country's most important institutions. Hi, Andrew. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
What do you hope readers take away from your book?
You know, in the introduction, I say that there is a hesitation, a reluctance to engage issues of race because discussion of race evokes some difficult feelings and some resentments and so on. So I hope that people read the book and have some insight into why that is. And more importantly, understand really how complicated, how complex a terrain race is for us today.
How should we begin to understand the complexity of race?
Part of the difficulty of having one conversation, certainly about race, is that there are a lot of stories to tell. The story you might tell depends on who you are, needless to say, but where you live regionally, the stories are very different. Just racial demographics alone are so different depending on where you live in this country. The story of inequality in this country, which remains a profound fact of American life, racial inequality, but the reason for it isn't as simple as the story we at least used to tell ourselves.
What are some of our problems when talking about race?
It is still the case today that when we talk about racism, or we point to examples of racism, it tends to be that sort of isolated, spectacular instance of someone doing something stupid or someone saying something stupid. You remember that show All in the Family with Archie Bunker? Archie Bunker is everyone's idea of a racist. But, you know, as we suggest in this book, there are a number of complicated mechanisms. And let's look at the overt beliefs that people have or the strong feelings that they have. That's only a small part of it. So we talk about structural racism, the way institutions interact. Really, I think the big takeaway from this is race is a really complicated issue, and the way it's experienced and lived in America today is a really complex story. In fact, many, many stories, and that's part of why it's hard to grapple with.
Do you have any thoughts on the recent inauguration, Andrew?
You know, it's funny. I mean, one of the ironies of this book and the timing is that it was published and in fact gone to press just before sort of the Obama phenomenon became a big deal. So on one hand, the timing is good in terms of the attention that his candidacy and now as the 44th president, that's clearly brought a lot of attention to race. So that's new and different.
What do you mean?
Since lots of people do infer from, you know, the fact of the first non-white male president, that all is good, all is well in terms of race. You know, we have yet to see what the ongoing legacy for race or the ongoing imprint, footprint, racial footprint of this election will be, because that has yet to be determined.
Speaking of the future of race, do you see any changes?
Unfortunately, people think of race primarily in terms of bad news, right, as opposed to something that can, you know, enrich the way we live and the way we live together and all of that. So I think that's probably the biggest sort of mind shift that needs to happen, is understanding that, you know, race doesn't have to be all bad news, and that even insofar as it continues to be a fracture line, that there's something to be learned from that and a way forward from that.
Are you optimistic about the younger generation?
I think young people in general, younger people are much more open to learning and to, you know, questioning their assumptions and to aha moments, in a way that the older we get, the less likely we are to be open to those things. In part, I think, because, you know, the older we become, the more invested we become in the way things are and the more likely we are to hear claims about, let's say, racial realities as defensively, as you know, sort of attacks against us or against the way we've thought, in a way that, you know, a 15-year-old is simply much less likely to do.
For more from Andrew Grant Thomas and other authors, please visit cstw.osu.edu/podcast. Join us next week for singer-songwriter Emily Kern. Until then, keep writing.